Hello, everybody. Welcome to Purity's Podcast, episode 49. Hope everybody is doing great out there. My name is Purity.
Hi, guys. I'm here too. My name is Ivan, if anybody cares.
We say I'm here too.
last time, on the last podcast, we had some technical difficulties.
That's right. Forgive us.
Yeah. I hope we sorted that.
Yeah, I'm trying to sort it.
We're still not sure.
We're not sure if it's fixed, but I think it is.
We think everything is fine. If not, you should sue us. You should sue us at Ministry of Podcasting. Just write complaintment. How do you say that word? Letter to podcasting minister. For us damaging your ears, your perfect sound, and
no, you don't need to sue us. We did apologize. I mean, that should be more than enough, guys.
Yeah, do not put us in prison.
We cannot pay for a lawyer.
Yeah, while we were talking about suing, like here in our neighborhood for last 2 days, something stinks so much, we cannot. We don't know what it is. We thought someone from our building left garbage on the balcony, and because it's so hot, we thought like the garbage started, decomposing, stinking. I don't know,
Yeah.
But it's not that. It stinks all across the neighborhood, and our neighborhood is huge, and we have no idea what's going on. And if you know who to contact to sue this.
Whoever is making our
neighborhood stinks.
Yes, whoever is making us not to enjoy our day, let us know. And speaking of stinking, this first story that I'm gonna do, it's all about that. Wow. You wanna get into it now? Let's get into it. So, a woman proudly boils dirty knickers in hotel kettle to clean them, and people are sickened. Ugh, yes.
But knickers are
underwear. Yeah. It's all the same. Underpants, underwear. No difference. So she said her period had caught her by surprise, and she had not packed any spares.
But wait, okay. Why didn't she pack her spare panties? Like she was caught.
I don't understand. Yes. How you not able
you're
to?
You're going
pack
to a hotel.
Means or to
you're
a holiday.
Going to a holiday or some business trip, and you're just wearing one pair of panties that you have.
Yes.
Wearing.
This woman is.
You don't. No, it's not. There's nothing funny about it. It's just disgusting. She's a disgusting woman.
Yes, and women are. We are not disgusting.
I think she might be the one making our neighborhood. You know.
Stink.
Thinking maybe someone like her not changing, her underpants. that might be cause.
Maybe someone threw some underpants across our neighborhood.
We thought that it was these people who spray mosquitoes, but it's completely different smell. Like it smells like a livestock, if you know what I'm. Mm-hmm. And there are no livestock nowhere near, so.
That is true.
Maybe someone died. We should investigate. Just go around neighborhood, knock on, like ring on people's doorbells and say like, is everybody in your apartment, in your house still alive? Like you're not missing any member of your family? Oh, good. We're just checking. No worries. Bye. Okay, let's continue with this stupid story.
So a couple of years ago, a disturbing urban legend started to circulate concerning the kettles you find in hotel rooms. Specifically, that people use them to wash dirty items of clothing, underwear in particular. A medical profession even weighed in, issuing a caution about cleanliness of kettles and the bacteria which dirty underwear introduces, calling it an unbelievable, irresponsible thing to do. But not to everyone got the memo, because one woman has broadcast her use of a hotel room kettle after her period caught her up by surprise. Ugh. So the doctors are telling us to not use the kettles in hotels. In any hotels that you go, it has bacteria. It's not safe.
This woman, mm-hmm. this dirty woman, she posted on Facebook, I think. This is Facebook post. She posted a picture, a photo of her panties in this electric kettle, and the water is brown. Like, the water is brown. It's so disgusting. Like, woman, like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
And why did you share it, you know? That's it would be like embarrassing thing not to share. As you would expect, people are absolutely horrified, not only at the act itself, but also in the fact that she decided to proudly share it. Also, one woman made a very valid point writing, apart from the fact that this is thoroughly revolting, surely everyone knows you use cold water to rinse out blood. Ugh.
Okay, I mean, this is really not important for the story. If you use cold water or like, but putting like your like where do you get that crazy idea to put your panties into a kettle and boil them? Like, really? Like, do you even care about people who are gonna use this kettle after you, who are gonna come in this hotel room after you? No, you don't.
She doesn't. She's only
and how do they wash those kettles after someone leaves the hotel room? Like, just with
the housekeeping people.
Well, yeah, they just put them in the soap dishwasher and they cannot remove the stench of someone's dirty.
Wow, someone said
panties.
Wow. If you had forgotten to pack knickers, surely buying a new pair would be a lot easier. Well, yeah, that would be a lot easier. It also became an apparent.
Yeah, just go out and buy. Like, how really? This is easier. It's easier to. And then she was naked, and then like how? Okay, she washed those panties in this kettle, right?
Yes.
And then what did she? How did she dry them? She put them in an oven. Like she puts them in an oven. Turns up the oven. Like, she likes you using kitchen
equipment,
appliances for like cleaning her clothes, washing and drying. What did she use instead of iron? This thing for making sandwiches, you know. That's how she ironed her panties.
Well, probably that's what she did. I think that was 100% sure that's what she did. So one woman said, "My husband is a housekeeper in a hotel. Never use the hotel room kettle." That's a warning, guys. That means her husband.
If you are this housekeeper in a hotel, you probably saw so many disgusting, ugly things that are like haunting you during nights. This guy has nightmares because of stuff he saw in the hotels.
Yeah, housekeeping is the toughest job in hotels, I'm telling you. Better be in another department, but housekeeping?
You work in a hotel?
Yes, I did for almost.
Did you see something disgusting in this? Don't tell us what, just tell me. On the disgusting level, this is what? 1 to 10?
This one is disgusting. Mm-mm.
Number what?
Number one.
Number one is
100%.
Oh my god, you don't even understand how the scale works. Okay, we're done with this story.
So let's continue, guys. This next story: girl changes mom's work email to poop your pants and she doesn't notice. It took Lauren Brown a while to caught on the fact clients are getting emails from poop your pants. Well, this is a naughty kid. Give a creative kid a few minutes alone with Siri and you'll be amazed at the havoc they can use. So if those who don't know what Siri is, it's like an application on the iPhone that needs, if you don't know anything, you just ask it and it helps
an
you.
Assistant.
Gives you, yeah, like an assistant.
Like an assistant. Like,
yes.
Google has one, Windows has one.
Yeah.
You just call differently.
Yeah.
You so just say, Siri, where is, you just ask something.
It'll just be like this kid, Siri, change my mom's email name to poop your pants. This kid is really, but the name is funny. Okay. After getting hold of her mom's phone, the youngster did what any self-respecting joker would do and got Siri to change her mom's name, and she chose a good one. In case you're wondering how my career is progressing, my daughter asked Siri to call me Poop Your Pants. Lauren wrote on LinkedIn.
You see, that's why I'm against buying phone for the kids.
Yes.
Like now, every 4-year-old has a smartphone.
That's true.
And yeah, instead of that, like, don't give phones to your kids. Don't give them computers, tablets, TV,
nothing.
Water, food. Don't give them nothing.
No.
Just tell them, like, you kid, you go out on the field. Work the crops, you know.
But
to do
those kids that
take care of the pigs and cattle.
But if you're not living in the village, how would you take care of the cows?
You buy cows and pigs and land, so kid can grow up healthy and like grow up into the real hillbilly. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like don't
God,
give.
This isn't parenting advice.
This is parenting one-on-one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this woman didn't realize until I was copied on an email to a client. Let this be a cautionary tale to all you working parents.
Yeah, but you see, they're not explaining, like this story is not explaining very well. They're not saying what the kid actually did. Like, because you can you cannot change the email. For example, your email is, let's say, like example@gmail.com. You cannot change that example.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot change your email. You can only change that name
your
on your email.
Name, but
not your first name, your name on your email. Like, you can write whatever you want, change it. You're like, so that's what she
I
changed.
I really don't know how this
Siri. Yeah, that's what she said. That it has nothing to do with Siri. I'm just explaining to you and explaining to... like who if someone doesn't know, like she didn't, they are saying she changed email. She didn't change email. She just changed the name on email.
You know,
the email was still the same, but the name was whatever the name of this woman is, like random.
Lauren, that's
Lauren name. Something. And now the kid wrote poop. What did she write?
Poop your pants.
Poop your pants.
Did
she get?
She came up with that. I don't know. How she came up with that.
Did she
name.
Get whooping? She
nothing.
Get, like in Kenya. You think she would, like, it would go like that?
No.
The mother would just let it go?
First of all, that kid will never take that phone ever again from her parents. And she will get a really good whooping. But that's not for kids, you know? Phones are not for kids.
She would get caned.
Mm-hmm. Yes, or a spanking.
The real cane.
A spanking, yes.
Yeah, let me tell you a short story. In Kenya... I was walking down the street and I saw the guy like carrying those canes.
Yeah.
Canes like for whooping, you know, I don't know, animals or something. And I asked you, like, why is he selling canes on the street?
Mm-hmm. And what did I say?
Well, you explained that the like parents buy those canes to like to, you know, whoop their kids, remember?
Yes.
Is that the only use of those canes? So that's what you explained to me.
Well, they use them at schools also.
But that's my question. Is that the only use for the canes to whip kids or like use it for something
yes,
else?
Yes, kids who don't want to listen. Kids who are naughty.
So
that's,
you kids listening to this podcast, the kids from Serbia, I don't know, United States, wherever you are listening to this podcast, If you think that whooping is not legal anymore, well, just stay away from Kenya, because if your parents will tell you like, we're gonna take you for a holiday to Kenya, a couple of days, you see beautiful giraffes and animals, and then they trick you, take you to Kenya, and they whoop you there, like whoop you really bad, because like it's not illegal over there. Here, you go to prison. Kenya?
Well, that's why kids...
In Kenya, you get good manners.
Okay, well, that's why kids here do not listen to their parents.
Yeah, that's
right.
They
can
get
do
good
whatever
manners.
They want. They're not getting a good whooping. Give a child
so
a good whooping and he will never do anything that you're not in agreement
You
with.
can get in prison for giving advices like that, at least
Oh,
like
sorry.
charges, few
Okay.
charges. But I was just thinking of starting a cane business here, you know, producing and selling canes in Belgrade. But like,
That's a bad business plan.
I think.
Bad business plan. So, another story to this is like this one says, my daughter did this to my dad, wrote one woman. He's 72 and drives for Uber and barely knows how to use his iPhone. A passenger had a question and my dad felt proud saying, oh, I'll ask Siri. When he did, she said, here is what I found online for you, lady lumps. He was so embarrassed. That's what you get. So, you have anything to add?
Yeah, no,
No?
like this. Today's kids,
They are very not.
they're allowed to do whatever they want.
Yes.
Yeah, when I was a kid, oh, you would get some whooping.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Last story. Woman calls out influencer sister for misleading her followers on Instagram. A woman has epically trolled her sister on social media after she staged several hiking photos at their family home. With the rise of Instagram influencer culture, people are becoming increasingly desperate to make it look they're living their best lives online. But if we learned anything from the time Gabby Hanna cleverly tricked her followers into thinking she was at Coachella, it's that you can't believe everything you see. Well, yeah, that is true. People are fake
This
on
is the
Instagram.
story about this what's Gabby Hanna?
Yes.
It's a story that we talked about on
Yes.
this podcast.
I don't know which episode, but yeah, we talk about it. How she tricked her followers to thinking she went to a music festival that was happening, but she was actually at home, just relaxing. Just laying down.
First, these influencers, I just think it's really stupid. I just re think it's really stupid that people adore, that people are so, the people,
Love fakeness.
no, that people adore someone who is just like, those people are like, what? Nobody. They're just, why are they influencers? Why are they famous? Why are they
Because they
popular?
have a lot
Because,
of
yeah,
followers.
but that's why do they have a lot of followers? Because they look good.
Yes, and they expose
Oh yeah, they
themselves.
expose themselves.
That's what people want to
What's the
see.
difference? Okay, like there's a thin line between that and pornography, right? It's
Yes.
kind of erotica, you know, or something. Well, yeah, like what do they do? Like just, I don't understand. And
Wow.
then you become influencer, and then you, like the way that it works in Serbia. I think we talked about that on one podcast, I'm not sure. The way that it works here, when you become influencer, I mean, when you have a lot of followers on Instagram or wherever, usually on Instagram, right?
Yes.
Then these companies, they come to you and they pay you for them to advertise them. So there was this woman, I don't know what's her name, Serbian influencer. For years, she's been telling people how to live their life healthy, blah blah blah. And besides, amongst that, she's been always telling to people, she's always telling people not to drink coffee. How coffee is not healthy, coffee is bad because of this, that reason, blah blah. She doesn't drink coffee. And then this huge Serbian coffee brand, they approach her with an offer to advertise them, and of course she accepted. And she's been advertising coffee, taking photos of her drinking coffee, like.
Oh wow. She just changed her opinion just like that, huh? Just because she's getting paid. Wow. I would do the same.
You would do the same.
I'll be like, ah, oh, you know what? I tried coffee and now it's amazing. Guys, try it. And people, because they, and some people can just swept away on this internet, you know? They're just swept away by these influencers. They just do want to be like them, be like them. If you, an influencer tells them, oh, I'm using this product, they, of course, they want to use it so that they can look like them. So that's why they make money. So
If
one.
influencer is like, I'm drinking rat poison for breakfast, You should do that too. The rat poison is
No
the.
doubt that.
I'm
But
just
okay, that's an
jump
example.
from jump. I'm gonna jump from this bridge this afternoon. You should do that too.
So one woman recently uploaded several hiking shots of her account for thousands to like, accompanied by an inspirational caption, posing in athletic gear in front of clearing of trees. Cassie Snowoski looked like she was out on a trail.
Case.
Casey Sn Sosnowski looked like she was out on a trail enjoying nature, when in reality she was somewhere much closer to home. Instead of being out in the middle of nowhere,
Casey.
Casey actually
The
conducted.
name is
Okay, Casey,
Case.
Casey, what's the difference? Okay. Cassie, Casey,
Makes the
okay.
world's difference.
Actually conducted her photo shoot in her family's back garden, not having any of it. Her sister Carly took to Twitter to call out Cassie over the stage photos.
I
That
think
is
it's
not
Case.
nice. Okay, that is okay. Are you still over there? We moved on and you're still in Cassie, Casey or whatever. So that was not nice
So
of her.
explain how the picture looks like.
Well,
The
she
original picture that she posted, this Casey, not Cassie.
Well, she's just wearing athletic gear, standing, holding a bottle of water like this
Oh,
in
like
her
this. Yeah,
hand.
people can see that. Show people, you see, it's like this, you know? Like this.
Okay, holding on her hands water and wearing a cap and that's all. But that was not nice. A sister exposed her. That is not nice.
But
So,
then someone was taking photo of this Casey, and
yes.
sister was like from far away. She took a photo of her and that person who was photographing
Yeah,
her.
yes.
So you can actually see it's not the
A real hiking.
real like forest or wherever she was
Yeah.
posing that she's hiking. It was actually their backyard.
Their backyard, yeah, it's huge. It's a nice backyard.
Yeah, they're rich. She's a rich influencer. Like, if you're rich, why do you have to, okay, why do you have to,
Get a lot of likes.
yeah, to seek that attention from when you're rich, you can buy like followers, you know, like people do, like buy those followers from
I also get those messages. I don't understand them. I just ignore. So her post quickly went viral, gaining over 273,000 likes and more than 40,000 retweets. Wow. People were quick to make jokes about the size of the garden, which certainly looks big enough to take a hike in. One person said, "It looks like you can hike in your backyard." Someone commented, "So you're rich, huh?" Yeah, really, people will find anything to say. Others just couldn't believe the whole thing. "She brought a water bottle," replied someone else. "People will do anything for likes." Well, yeah, that is true. If you don't do that, you're not gonna be an influencer. You have to work hard to get
So,
likes.
what do influencers in Kenya do?
The same thing. They advertise like hotels, go to this hotel, blah blah blah. And of course they get paid for doing that. They have YouTube channels. You have to start a YouTube channel to be have a lot of followers to advertise, and that's where you get all these nice offers to advertise. So anything, including hairs, weaves, makeups, anything that they will ask you to do, you do. So imagine living a life caring what think so much you lie on social media to try and impress people. No, I would never live my life like that. No, I would never impress people. However, some wondered why Carly had felt the need to put her sister on a blast in the first place. Oh yeah, my sister would not do that to me. No way. Cassie seemed to handle the
Who,
drama
your
pretty well.
older or your younger sister?
Both of them.
You think?
I
I
know.
think your older sister would do
No, she won't. I have confidence she won. Even making a joke out of it. The Instagrammer's original photo caption read, "Nature is the ultimate healer to all our problems. Hashtag nature lovers." But after her sister exposed the truth, she quickly gave this an update, changing it to, "Did I go hiking? No, this is my backyard. Maybe." That was a good turnaround, you know?
So, if I go to Kenya now and I decide to become a Kenyan influencer, since I'm a guy, first of all, there are not many guy influencers, or I'm mistaken. I mean,
There
everywhere, generally in the world.
No, they are, but only a few and good-looking ones, because that's the only way you'll get
That's
followers and you
yeah,
and subscribers if
I'm
you're
out
ha if
then.
you're
Like
handsome.
that's why.
That's out. Well, I think you're handsome, so I think you can do good as an influencer,
Oh,
especially.
thank you very much.
Yeah,
Thank you very much, ladies and
if
gentlemen. She's
influencer
saying that just
intent.
because she's my wife. She has no.
No, actually no. A lot of my friends say you're handsome.
Okay, we're not talking about my physical appearance. So, if I go to Kenya, I cannot promote wigs and stuff there that those girl influencers promote. Promote a makeup, promote this and that. What can I promote? A beer? Kenyans do not like beer that much. Like, what? I promote giraffes. That's how. Is that how Kenyans say?
Giraffe,
Giraffes.
giraffes. Mm
Giraffes. Giraffes. So I
mm-hmm.
promote giraffes. Or, like, and I get paid by Giraffe Union, right?
Yes.
Or.
Oh yes, actually, yeah. I think you can do that. You know, there is an orphanage in Kenya. You know, elephant orphanage. Maybe you
Elephant
can.
orphanage. Is it run by elephants?
No.
Do they have like an elephant like a boss, director?
No, elephants are so stupid. You think they can
Elephants are not
they
stupid.
are. How do you think they can take care of themselves?
Elephants are not like this is like elephants are one of those elephant is an animal who has like
Smartest
Yeah, they can remember. They have a like huge memory. I mean, they can remember what happened when they're like little babies. Elephants, you're gonna get a lawsuit from this elephant union.
Okay, sorry then. A
And
mistake. I
so this
didn't know that.
elephant orphanage. So how does it work? So if like you have this two elephants, like the father is drunk, you know, and I know what, doing drugs, and the mother elephant is like a prostitute, you know, stuff like that. So they she unintentionally gets pregnant by this drunk father elephant, and they don't have money for abortion. They don't want baby. They like being bad elephants as they are, and stupid, as you said, elephants are stupid. They take that baby, they put it in a basket, and they just drop the baby in front of some other elephant's house, and they just ring the bell and they run away, like the huge elephant running away. They run away, and this other elderly lady elephant is opening the door and seeing like baby elephant, like, oh my God, it's an orphan, baby orphan, and so she took that baby elephant and takes it to the orphanage. Is this why elephant orphanage is used for?
That's exactly what
How
orphanage for the elephants are.
did we come to talking about elephant orphanage?
Well, we were talking about business plan, so it's not a bad influencer plan of what we are gonna do when we
Yeah,
go
what
back to Kenya. That's what we are gonna do. We are gonna save some elephants and take care of them and let people know out there's an
an
orphanage that
orphan
they can come and
school
help.
for elephants?
Yes.
Because in Kenya, people don't know that, but in Kenya it's really easy to open a private school. Not like here in Serbia, it's literally almost impossible to have a private school. It's really hard. You have to do so much paperwork. You need a lot of money. But in Kenya, it's easy to open a school for kids. Like, that's a good business. But many people have thought of that before. But we're gonna open school for elephants because they're stupid. We're gonna educate them.
That is
You
right.
stupid elephant, you go to school.
That is a good plan. So, this is in our future plans, funding a school for the
Yeah,
elephants.
because this podcasting business is not doing well.
Not paying well.
No.
Maybe the elephants will.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. That was it on today's episode. But do you have anything to say before I close?
No, this fantasy NBA goat thing. We still can still we still cannot reveal what this thing is all about. It's a mystery. If you want to find out more about fantasy NBA goat, don't. No, don't. Just stay away from it. It's
Just
dangerous.
listen to Purity's podcast. We will reveal the truth soon, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, someday. So guys, do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Purity Slavul, which is PURITYSLAVULJ. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. My username is Purity Slavul. Listen to my podcast at anchor.fm/PuritySlavul. Thank you so much. Until next time.
Yeah, you follow me too. I don't have a YouTube channel. I don't have social.
Okay, say so
you
your
can find
account,
when
yeah.
I go out to like supermarket to buy bread and milk and stuff. You can follow me, you know, like just hide somewhere in a bush, like follow me, like try not to be seen. Just like follow me as like creepy follower, you know. Just follow me because I don't have any followers like in real life or online. So I would like to have a follower. Be my follower.
Just follow you wherever you're going.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's
just until you get bored.
exactly what a follower is.
Yeah.
Okay, until next time. Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye, guys and girls.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.